This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All fair. You guys have been talking about AI a lot. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
I found a mix on that was done by AI. And you're right. It's incredible. I don't even understand it. I just don't get AI. I don't get the best what the best one out there is. I know ChatGPT was
ChatGPT Pro is the one that you have to pay for. Okay. That's the best one. And then my kid uses Claude, which is it actually does writing.
Like there's what is that code? Coding.
Yeah.
There's tons of different ones out there. I saw yesterday they put the Bee Gees and AC/DC into an AI.
Okay.
And came up with a song. A mashup, basically.
Right.
But AI did it, not some producer in some studio to mix it up. All right, you want to hear what it sounds like? Here we go.
Talk about this off the air. It's funny because it's not funny, but graphic artists are gonna be without jobs. Now mixer, you know, production people. I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't
it's
it?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I would have never. AC/DC at the Beach.
Yes. Right, yeah.
I mean, you've got to be smoking something just to come up with it, right?
Right? Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you put it in the AI and it pops this stuff out. I just don't get it. I've used one. And, you know, I do elementary stuff, like, okay, my kid's first grade project, okay, something like that. But it's amazing how it just pops back everything in an instant.
Well, and my kid was talking about, Carson's post, right, of Nash or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, your page is showing you guys' age. And I go, why? And he goes, Mom, did you do that? Because he can't see who posts or whatever.
Yeah.
I go, no, I didn't do that. Why? Because he thought he was slamming me. And he goes, oh, look, I used AI to draw Nash in a race car.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Listen, so but this app that I was using, I was fooling around with ChatGPT, and that was way better than the app that I downloaded. But it was just a trial run because I was like, I wonder, you know. But like ChatGPT, you can actually upload like a selfie of Nash and it'll recreate. All you have to do is tell, like, I want a banner in the background, all this
but
stuff.
You can actually have his real picture.
Yeah, but this app was like, I had to describe the guy to a T. I want the car, the side of the car to say this. And if I got like a period out of place, it just put like, if you see on the banner, it says, congrats NASCAR, and it says morning show under that. I'm like, how did that happen? I was like, I quit. I'm just going to use it.
And it's funny because he goes, you know, they've known about AI since the beginning of computers.
Right.
And he goes, you guys are just, I go, well, at our age, we don't care what other people think.
Yeah. You know, and when you get a guy like your son, okay, who kind of, I mean, really knows the AI platform, then when you post something that's stupid, he points it out big time.
Well, he thought he was slamming me. He's like, Mom, you're showing your age on on Facebook. He's like, did you really try to put Nash in a sports car?
I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't.
Come on. I mean, yeah, it says congrats NASCAR, and then in little print morning show under it.
He goes,
and then BJJB on the car, but I thought it was
he
okay.
Goes, Mom, you can tell you're just now starting out in AI.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I couldn't even do what you did, Carson, so yeah, props to you, okay? But I know better than to post anything that I do.
But 18-year-olds are hazing us
all the time. No, we can't do anything good.
No, but I mean, it is funny because they've been using it forever. But then he was just telling me this whole, I mean, they are, because he's in AI class. He has an AI class. Yeah. They actually teach it.
That's crazy.
That? At the university.
I could see it, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like they're kind of scaring them, though, because he was just talking about how, you know, literally, I mean, robots are going to take over, and they can recreate us. After we die, they'll learn us so much that they will recreate us, and there'll be a Jamie in 80 years.
And it's hard to
and
forecast.
I'm like, what?
A Jamie 2.0.
It's hard to forecast today what jobs it's going to take 3 years from now. You can't even really come up with it, because you would think that coding would be safe. It would be a safe place to go and not have AI take over. But AI is going to take that over too, as you mentioned.
Yeah. It's just, what's scary to me is not knowing what's AI and what is.
Yeah.
That's where I can't stand it, because I don't know if they've dubbed over people's, you know, mouths and AI'd it and all that. You know, I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Everything I see now, first thing I think is fake.
Yeah.
Okay. Or AI generated, not fake, but AI generated, that you're not seeing what actually you think you're seeing. Okay.
I question everything.
I throw up a flag every single time now.
I do too. Yeah. I'm like,
we've been burned so many times.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know? We still are, and it's only going to get worse. Yeah.
Was Bernie Sanders at Coachella? That's my number one question this morning. Are you telling me that Bernie Sanders was at Coachella and he spent 3 days in a desert?
He was in a tent.
How did he survive? I don't know if that's real.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.